Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Hello, welcome back. Day 7, we have made it 1 week in to the 28 days of self-love. So let's get into today's topic. We're moving from yesterday's topic about rewriting your self-story and how the way that you talk to yourself and think about yourself changes your identity, and into the most important part of pretty much every single one of these episodes, every one of these topics, is being able to soften that inner dialogue and talk to yourself with self-compassion compared to self-criticism. This one for me is very exciting because my entire life I have talked to myself critically, being mean and aggressive and never giving myself grace. And I think something that's interesting is I did not realize it for so long, because you think, like, once you become aware of what self-criticism is, you think, oh, okay, I'm not that bad at it all the time, or I can notice when I'm doing it, or you can stop yourself when you start to do it. But what I think is interesting, that before you become aware of how much you're being self-critical, we can almost word it in a way that's being helpful for us. We talked about this on the unlearning perfectionism episode a few days ago, that it's this storyline that you're telling yourself in your head, that you're being helpful, that you're motivating yourself, that you're being disciplined, that you're trying to get yourself to grow, you're doing right by you, and you're not. You're literally just being mean to yourself. So today we're going to talk about how to talk to yourself in the way that you would talk to somebody you loved or a really good friend. Somebody you loved, period. If you've ever heard somebody say, "Why are you so hard on yourself?" this episode is for you. That has been my storyline for so long. And I can honestly say now, the reason I said I was proud of it a little while ago, I can honestly say now, I don't talk to myself as critically as I used to. And more automatically, just through practice and habit, I do talk to myself with more self-compassion. I talk to myself like I would talk to a friend, with that same kindness and that same patience, giving myself grace instead of being so hard on myself, because I mentally know that I understand something, but I don't have the skill set yet in order to practice it, and that's okay, that it's important that I'm taking time to do that and trusting that I will do the thing that I've set the intention to do eventually, as long as I continue to chip away at it. Like I said, self-criticism a lot of the time is posed in our head as motivation, but what it really creates is guilt and burnout and shame, and you're moving away from your goal of growth even more so because you're being self-critical. So where does this idea come from? Why is it our default to be self-critical? There's a few areas that come to mind when I ask this question. The first one being childhood experiences, because isn't that where all of our issues come from? It's childhood wounds. But essentially, were you rewarded or praised for achievement and not told, you know, you're doing your best when you didn't do good? Is your self-worth tied to productivity, looks, perfection? That's all coming from society standards. A lot of the time, it's this internalized pressure. It's this idea that we have, like, cemented in our minds that if we do talk to ourselves with kindness, that the goals that we're striving to achieve will not come to fruition. It is a myth that being hard on yourself makes you stronger. What actually makes you stronger is the resilience that comes from self-compassion. I hear about being nice to myself all the time. I try my best, but you know, why would that get me anywhere? I don't understand. Let me tell you how self-compassion can actually transform your growth. How many times have you thought, God, I just wish I had a friend like me. I just wish I had someone to support me in what I'm trying to do. Well, guess what? You do. And she's built in right up here. Instead of the harsh self-judgment, you can turn to self-kindness and use that to encourage you throughout anything that you do in your life. And that is what leads to long-term success, is when you can encourage yourself. Let's look at the obvious, because it always comes down to the fucking obvious with this. If you had a friend that was constantly telling you that you're not doing enough and that you need to try harder and you cannot rest because you need to work harder and what you're doing isn't good enough, you can make it better, you should wait until it's perfect, whatever the narrative is. Or if you had a friend that said, wow, look at you, fucking killer, doing your best. Look at you go, putting yourself out there. You're trying. It's effort, you know? You're just a little bit better than you were yesterday. And that's so fucking cool for you. You're so awesome for trying to do this. We can see how it makes sense. I don't have to explain it to you. So why do we do it to ourselves? I know it's an old song and dance, but it's really so true. Housewives just started playing on my computer. She really wants to be a part of it. You must realize that you will not escape imperfection. Imperfection is a part of the human existence. And by being a human, which I assume you are, sorry, babe, like that's just a part of the fucking makeup of it. Just like you've got two eyeballs. I guess not every human is born with two eyeballs, though. So maybe that's a bad example, but you get what I mean. The failure isn't personal, babe. It's not about you. It's not about you as an individual. It is that imperfection is a part of common humanity. Self-compassion transforms your growth because you know now how to observe your negative thoughts and not allow those negative thoughts to define who you are. You build the skill of mindfulness, that you notice them flying by like a cloud in your brain and saying, oh, that's an interesting thought. I mean, you could even say, I wonder what that's about. Let me take note of that. But then letting it float on by and not judging yourself over the thought. Something that I had talked about not that long ago was that if I could buy motivation, I would spend all of the money on it. I would spend all of my paycheck on motivation. Okay. Can you imagine the person that could invent motivation? Like how fucking loaded they would be? Are you ready? Let me invent motivation for you so that you can be rich in self-compassion. Okay, I just fucking came up with that one. That was a good one. Studies actually show that self-compassion increases motivation. It's not about making excuses. It's about making a change from a place of genuine self-worth. How the hell do I do this? How the hell do I do this? This is just the way my mind works. My brain literally functions in self-criticism. So how am I supposed to start building this habit? Lay it on me. Let's go. Here we go. First step. We always know the first step is awareness. Notice it. Notice the voice in your head. Is it the way that you would talk to a friend? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then change it. I say change it. Like it's like super easy. It's not that easy. Let's lead you into the second step instead of just jumping on you and saying, yeah, okay, change it. 180. Now go. How about instead of changing it, we try to notice and then challenge the thought. What if that was true? What if the opposite was true? What if neither of those options were true? Again, ask yourself, would I say this to somebody I love? All of those are ways of challenging that negative self-talk. Learn the skill of reframing your thoughts. Now, when I used to hear this, I would think, that's exhausting. I'm going to have to live the rest of my life reframing everything that I thought. So basically, I'm going to have every thought twice. No. So it's not like that. If you can consciously reframe your thoughts to the positive or to the realistic, then you will build that habit and your brain starts to change. Your brain actually starts to think like that. And I can tell you that from experience. It's not all the time. I still find myself being self-critical once in a while, but I would say it's a lot less than it used to be. And a lot of the time, my automatic inner dialogue is with self-compassion. So you can start talking to yourself and reframing consciously, and it will eventually start to become automatic. Pull out your toolbox, your self-soothing toolbox. You can journal. You can be mindful. You can even do something as simple as placing your hand over your heart when you feel the self-doubt and self-criticism creeping in. I do this a lot. That, like, if I can feel it, I'm like, it's all right, baby. It's all right. I got your back, girl. Sorry, it's kind of, we're going to get out of it. You're a good person. It's okay. Replace perfectionism with progress. Progress over perfection. Well-ish. Stop living in this perfectionist mindset. You're not going to do anything with that. And growth comes when you're nice to yourself. It doesn't come when you're self-critical. It's that fucking time. We're gonna lock it in. We're gonna lock it in. Somebody, I've been doing this. Like, this is my every single morning. I'm getting a little too out of control. Locking it in, daily self-love challenge, baby. We're going to do something today in order to show yourself, your mind, that you are capable of being self-compassionate, of being aware of your critic, and that you are on the road to fixing it. You can't just listen to me yap. You can. You can listen to me yap and take something with you into your life, and you should. But if you act, it will lock in a little bit further. So today's daily self-love challenge is every time you catch yourself in self-criticism today, pause and reframe it with self-compassion. You're not going to catch it every time. You're not a robot. And if you've been operating in this way for a very long time, it's possible you're not always going to do it. But just for today, be super, super mindful. Be super, super aware of all of the times that you're critical. If it's helpful to write it down in a note, if it's helpful to, you know, do whatever it is you got to do in order to be the most aware of it. So that hyper today, you can, you know, think about how often this is in your mind so that you can say, I got to get a rein on this. I got to get a control over this. So, and then reframe it to how you would prefer to talk to yourself. Yesterday's journaling prompt was a little bit similar to the challenge. Today's is a little bit different, and it's highly encouraged to do the journaling prompt as well because it allows that introspection and you have different mentalities. You know, when you sit down and you reflect and you take the time to slow down and journal through it, it allows that mentality to sink in here a little bit more. So today's journaling prompt is, what's a reoccurring negative thought you have about yourself? How can you rewrite it with kindness instead of criticism? You deserve the same kindness and grace that you give to other people. Self-compassion is not woo-woo. It is not self-indulgence. It's not something that you should feel bad about, that you should feel embarrassed about. It is the key way for growth. It is the only way that you will start to be in a healthier mindset, all-encompassing. Since we talked about being critical of ourselves, I thought tomorrow it would be important to talk about when other people are critical of us and how we can maintain self-love despite other people's opinions. Make sure you practice self-compassion throughout the day today. And if it's possible, share it with me at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale. Use the hashtag 28 days of self-love. I want to see you. I want to see us being nice to each other. I would love to be able to share in those moments with you. So please share them with me. I love to see you guys in action. Thank you so much for being here. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one day of the 28 days of self-love. I will talk to you guys tomorrow for day 8. Talk to you then.